Hey everyone out there, welcome to Redevelop That. I'm your host, Derek Allen. Let's take a moment, sit down, and discuss all things redevelopment in the city of Henderson.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Welcome back to Redevelop That. Here with your hosts, Derek and Tiffany. We're here with the Cities of Henderson's Redevelopment Agency, and we're grateful to be back with you for
Welcome back.
We got another interview for you today that we were able to sit down with another actually development group, the Spanos Corporation. They do a lot of multifamily building here locally and in California and all over the country, actually. So they're a big group, and we sat down with one of their project managers, Michael Forche, and talked about a project that's just getting wrapped up and is available for lease. If you're looking for a place, nice place to live, we're going to talk about a place called Element 12, and you'll learn about what Element 12 is in the interview. But before we get to that part, we have got a lot still going on in the city. We want to make sure you guys are all aware of all the things coming up and things happening. We're still here in October and moving into the holidays in November. And so what's new in the world, Tiffany?
Well, I was going to say Element 12 is such a beautiful property, and it's a really close drive to the Water Street District if anyone is looking for a nice upscale apartment style living. The amenities were amazing when we were there. And it's part of the Cadence community as well. So in addition to having all of their own amenities, you also get to tap into all the great amenities within Cadence.
That's right. Very true.
And you're a short drive down to Water Street District and all the cool things we have going on. This Friday, we have Trick or Treat Water Street with all of our local business owners. That's Friday, October 27th from 5 to 7. And then we have a couple really fun things coming up in the next few weeks. On November 3rd, we have Mariachi Sol de Mexico for Dia de los Muertos. On November 4th, we have our annual Veterans Day ceremony. And then coming up on November 12th, we have the Indigenous American Heritage Celebration. So those are all really great events coming up on Water Street and in the Water Street Plaza that we hope you'll check out.
Sounds like fun. And if you're get your costumes on and come for a parade, costume parade on Water Street.
Yeah.
Go trick-or-treating is always cool.
Trick-or-treating will be great with the kiddos.
Yeah. That'll be awesome.
Last year I heard there was a great turnout and a lot of good candy given out.
We like those. We like those to have good candy. So.
And the night of the trick-or-treating, a lot of our businesses are offering specials too. So bring the littles down to trick-or-treat, maybe grab dinner, stop at some of our local businesses and support our local business community.
Awesome. Thanks, Tiffany. Let's see what you guys can do for the next few weeks with activities.
Right. But we will fill your weekend calendar up with events the next couple weeks.
That is absolutely true. Well, perfect. Well, as Tiffany mentioned, Element 12 is located within the Cadence community here within our East Side redevelopment area. They're on Warm Springs and Boulder Highway. And like I said, it's a brand new multifamily community within the Cadence master planned community. And so we had the opportunity to sit down with Michael Forche and the Element 12 property manager. And she was shared some of the amenities and wonderful and cool things going on there with the property. And so we had the opportunity to sit down with them. And so we are looking forward to hear from what they have to share. And so let's go ahead and sit back, relax, and enjoy the interview. Okay, welcome back to Redevelop That. Here we're today we're interviewing Mike Forche with the Spanos Group or Spanos Corporation. They are a multifamily builder here in Las Vegas and Henderson area now. And we're coming to you from one of their newest projects here in our redevelopment area and in our Cadence community called Element 12. Maybe real quick, what's with the name, Element 12?
Element 12 was selected because of the origin of this site
being a location where magnesium was produced in mass during the Second World War to support the war effort, and magnesium happens to be number 12 on the periodic table.
Perfect.
So that was the reason. This historic Henderson magnesium production a few thousand yards away here, and thought it was an appropriate match for this project.
That is a perfect match for this property, right, and for this this area. And so, right, well, thanks, Mike, for being on our show today. We appreciate you taking the time and meeting us here at your one of your newest properties, Element 12. And it's a beautiful property. You were gracious enough to give us a preview a few several months ago, and now we're back here to see it completed, and it's turned out to be an amazing project. And so we're happy to that you guys are here in our redevelopment area and doing the work that you're doing. And so maybe we jump in real quick and talk a little about who is the Spanos Group. Who are you guys? And
the Spanos Group, I'm a development consultant for the Spanos Group.
Okay.
Have been for about 20 years, and I've known the company since the late 1970s when I was in Las Vegas in the title insurance business. Okay. I met them back when they were looking for land here. They were one of the most prolific apartment developers in Las Vegas back in the 1980s. They started building in Las Vegas in the 70s.
Okay.
The company was started in Stockton, California in the mm-hmm. early 1960s by a gentleman named A.G. Spanos.
Mm-hmm.
And he took his concept of building multifamily, workforce housing, nice, amenitized, two-story, garden-style apartments. And the concept was so popular, it spread nationwide. So the Spanos Company, to this point, has been one of the largest privately owned development companies that builds multifamily around the country. They've built in 18 states, about 220,000 units, mm-hmm. over 500 projects. Never failed to complete one. So they're a very reliable, old-time, get-it-done developer who's well-capitalized. And my role with them, they exited the Las Vegas market in the late 90s.
Okay.
And then through the global financial crisis in the 2007, mm-hmm. 2008, they wanted to get back into this market, mm-hmm. but they couldn't find the right deal.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't find the right location. They couldn't find the right economics they were looking for. And that's when, after showing them probably hundreds of properties, I brought him here because I knew the gentleman who was in charge of this development, a guy named Mark Paris, who's a very good friend of mine.
He was the president of Cadence.
He was the president of Landwell
right.
Company, who owned this 2,200 acre master
right.
plan.
Yeah.
And Mark was very cautious. He said, we're not ready yet for multifamily. I got to get builders in here.
Mm-hmm.
So we went back and forth, and I said, well, let's get to the right point. Let me know. So finally, once there were, his goal was to get as many publicly traded home builders in here because, in essence, they do your due diligence for
right.
you. You got these responsible, large home builder companies, Pulte, Toll Brothers, Rich and American.
D.R. Hortons.
They are D.R. Hortons of the world. They basically indicate that this master plan's a winner.
Yeah.
This master plan's where we want to build houses. We want to invest here because we like what we see
right.
in terms of infrastructure, layout, everything else. So that's what basically brought us here, was that they made a site available. We were able to just draw the parcel map ourselves
nice.
And put down our site plan and took it to Mark and got all their approvals, and then we went through the process with the city. So we bought a 10-acre site.
Okay.
The site we're sitting in, the clubhouse here, is 265 units.
Yeah, okay.
We have five buildings, 53 units per building,
wow.
four-story elevator served.
Nice.
They're all the same. Obviously, they're orientated differently.
Mm-hmm.
The clubhouse here is about 12,000 feet
okay.
with about a 1,900 square foot pool. I'll have Yemi, the manager, mm-hmm. tell you about all the amenities. We like the site because it has a long vista for downtown and the strip, which we didn't really realize when we first right. started looking, but now right. that these buildings are built up and you can really see that. So it was a real, we felt like we were pioneering to a certain mm-hmm. extent because the area wasn't really around us, wasn't developed much. Most of Cadence was east of us.
Correct, yeah.
But we felt that what Henderson, the city of Henderson, was doing to connect their existing old downtown, mm-hmm. the City Hall complex, with this Cadence property through the Water Street corridor mm-hmm. and Boulder Highway improvements, that weighed into our decision, as well as, you know, two large healthcare facilities here. There's a lot of employment over here in Landwell's area where they built all the warehousing and right. things. And as you indicated and have provided me with, a lot of job growth has occurred within this area right. in yeah. Henderson. So we feel like this was a great, almost an infill site. A lot of people mm-hmm. would say, well, it's on the edge of suburbia, but you got Lake Las Vegas out there, and you got all of Henderson in the middle.
Right.
And we felt like we were more of an infill site. And they also liked the fact that there's going to be large-scale improvements to Boulder Highway mm-hmm. coming soon,
yep.
which is going to help that whole corridor. And naturally, this property is viewable from there, so this will benefit that property a great deal.
Yeah, you guys are well positioned here on kind of mm-hmm. on the west end of Cadence, of right. the master planned area. And right. so, like, as you mentioned, Cadence really started on the east end and have been right. slowly working their way west. Mm-hmm. And we're finally now getting to that westerly edge and where you guys right. are. And so, yeah, you know, your connections and your visibility to Boulder Highway and to the rest mm-hmm. of the city is mm-hmm. it's a strong presence, especially if you're driving down Boulder Highway. Right now, you stand out pretty prominently out here.
Yeah, so we're surrounded by vacant land, which has all been acquired by home builders yep. who are in the initial stages. We have a second site, which is literally hundreds of yards away at mm-hmm. Boulder Highway and Water Street, where we're going to build a 283-unit project.
Okay, wow.
Similar to this one, only the finishes and the roof lines will be quite a bit different.
Uh-huh.
And that project is slated for 2024.
Nice.
So we'll have over 500 units here that we feel are going to be very well positioned. And again, it's the future Boulder Highway improvements mm-hmm. plus the infill that's going on in Cadence.
Yeah. And, you know, for those who may be listening and not knowing mm-hmm. what Cadence is, it's a mm-hmm. As you mentioned, Mike, it's a 2,200-acre master planned community that
right.
Entails single-family residential, multifamily, commercial, industrial, park mm-hmm. spaces, mm-hmm. pools, it has mm-hmm. it all.
Right.
And so it's been slowly, as you mentioned, it's been going on for quite a while since
right.
early 2000s is when kind of that initial
right.
Approvals came through, and now we're just mm-hmm. starting to see the fruits of that labor and right. seeing how it's going to be turning out. So it's great that you guys were able to have those connections and be a part of the community. And so, you talked a little bit about that the Spanos Corporation was in Vegas and then they were out and now mm-hmm. they're back, what type of, in terms of number of apartments built within the Valley, what are some examples maybe others may be aware of what your group has done and has completed?
Well, their building activities here were really providing, there was a lot of hodgepodge in Las Vegas back in the 60s and 70s as far as yeah. multifamily. There wasn't a large scale 10, 20 acre development. And Spanos came here and bought large tracts of land and built 300 units, 400 units at a time. And you could almost traverse any thoroughfare in Las Vegas. You can go down Desert Inn, go down Sahara, go down Flamingo, up and back on Tropicana, mm-hmm. and you'll see these projects in mid-block were two-story, mm-hmm. big pine trees and large clubhouses with entries that that the Spanos company built in the 1970s and 80s, and they built over 22,000 units in Las Vegas.
So they were kind of the leading edge of the large multifamily.
They built, a lot of very successful projects here over the years. They also built in Henderson. They built out on Horizon Ridge and some of the locations in Henderson, but mainly they were here to build because you had this phenomenon of Las Vegas growing. Mm-hmm. The casino industry was growing, not like it is now.
Right.
But still, there had to be housing for people who couldn't afford a house or were waiting. The same kind of conditions we've got now.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody's a home buyer, and a lot of people that work, and particularly the workforce at that time was a lot of dominated by gaming. Those people worked odd hours. They needed a place close by the strip. So you had a great apartment market here,
right.
But you had a builder that had the scale to build large amenitized projects, and they were very successful here. But you know, Las Vegas had a black X on it, meaning that a lot of investors and a lot of lenders were afraid mm-hmm. during the financial crisis because we were one of the largest markets to turn down and be have a hard time recovering.
Yeah,
you know, land values went down 90%.
Right.
And a lot of commercial real estate projects suffered. Mm-hmm. Lenders took them over, and it was very devastating. So nobody wanted to come in here then.
Yeah.
So it was finding the right deal. And one thing about that drew us here was the fact that the city was in a development partnership, redevelopment project with the city of Henderson, which meant our infrastructure was guaranteed,
mm-hmm.
and the infrastructure was bought when we bought the property. A lot of times when developers seek a property, they like the land, but then they have offsite improvements mm-hmm. to do. You got to bring the sewer, you got to bring the power, you got to bring all the utilities to the site. That sometimes is a significant cost. Sometimes it's the cost that stops the project. You can't feasibly do it. What we liked here was the infrastructure was brand new,
mm-hmm.
put in by the person we're buying the land from Landwell.
Yeah.
So we felt like that was a big advantage because the timeline, the infrastructure was in, and we could start the project right away.
And that is the beauty of master plan communities like Cadence, is that the master developer, Landwell, are the ones who are on, dare I say, on the hook for all the utilities and infrastructure improvements and to be able to provide a ready to build site for you guys. And that's a huge advantage.
It is. And not only that, you know what's going to be around you.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, the land plan. We knew single family was going to be around us. We knew there was a park across the street.
Yeah.
We knew that this parcel over here was going to be commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had the right to restrict certain uses when we closed. We had a document that indicated there'd be certain kind of uses that couldn't occur next to or across from this site.
Oh, okay.
So that's a luxury you have in a master plan that you wouldn't have anywhere else.
Absolutely.
So we felt that all those elements were very, element 12.
Yeah, that's right.
All those elements came together, and it's borne out by the traffic we're getting.
Yeah.
You know, Warm Springs, when we first bought this site, you could have a picnic on Warm Springs and not see a car. Now, I don't know how it's a freeway out there.
Yeah, it's busy. I think all the roads into Cadence are in and out of Cadence have grown and have become.
They are.
Traffic has become excessively more noticeable, and so that's a good
sign.
So
as a developer, you've got the predictability that mm-hmm. you seek in any development because. You know, financially, you want to make sure that the project's not going to be impacted by improper uses or things that are going to happen that's going to cause the value to decline.
Right.
Nobody wants to live in a place that turns into some environment they don't like. So you had that sort of guarantee here, really.
Yeah.
And then you had quality home builders in here that were building nice product, and the sales prices are much higher than when we mm-hmm. first started. And also, they sold 4,400, I believe, out of 13,000.
Mm-hmm.
So they're right at a third. So it's not like a startup.
No,
this thing's established, and we kind of came along and developed a product in here. And there are other rentals, a rental company here. Mm-hmm. There's a company called American Homes for Rent,
right,
that builds single family rentals. But you know, they've got 3 and 4 bedroom units. So we don't really compete head to head.
No, it's a much
our
different
our customers
market.
Are different as a different as different than there. So we're really filling a need here for the more you know, what I would call multifamily oriented tenant.
Well, and that's kind of the beauty of master planned communities is that you get a diversity of product types and opportunities within the same community. You know,
right.
I mean, you know, on the east end, you have your retired 55 and older community that is great. You know, you have a place for those individuals, and then like you said, you have the single family and either single family and or attached, dare you say, like townhome type product that are a little bit bigger, but more focused towards younger families or coming into the market. And but then, yeah, so and then a product like yours is really advantageous to be able to show that, hey, you could live and play and work right here in the same community for a long time.
And we have access to the amenities in Cadence. You know, you got that large park and pool area,
Central
and then
park.
There's a sports park going. Not that that's restricted to Cadence only, but the amenities in Cadence, we actually pay a fee as a regular homeowner does for every apartment unit into the Cadence overall advertising program and overall what you'd call a homeowners association.
Yeah,
we're a participant in that, and our residents are able to use those amenities, and we get the benefit of sort of the collective advertising program that Cadence has, and it's all organized. You know, it's all done very specialty for each builder. It has ladder signs and a billboard out on the whatever that is out there, the 93, 95, 215 thing.
Right.
So that's an advantage also for a multifamily developer.
Well, that's amazing. Yeah, to be able to have all those features and built-in advertising is huge for you to be able to get the word out.
And you know, we see, and you're probably the one who can maybe give me a better vision of Water Street connecting to City Hall and all the great things that are going on in Water Street with the conversions of various old buildings to restaurants. And we've actually made a few inroads with some of the restaurant people there to have sort of a marketing agreement where we can have our residents go there and then they'll send people our way and we'll have like a program there. We're already working on that with a couple of them.
Awesome. That's
because
great.
They see that, you know, we're putting all these bodies in this place, so that's a short run for them to go get something to eat or spend a few hours in the evening. And we're going to participate in the festivals there, and you have the street closures and all that. So when you talk to Yemi in a while, she'll tell you how they're planning to do all that. So that was a big, you know, element. And we see that area improving. I don't know what you guys are going to do on those corners there and what the long-term plan is, but I'm sure there's something there that's going to be driven by development around here.
Oh, yeah. You know, we definitely, Water Street is a big, for redevelopment's sake, is a big, big deal for us. And, you know, the transformations that are taking place on Water Street, they definitely do complement what, you know, the transformation and the redevelopment that's going on here in Cadence. And, you know, they really complement each other. Like you said, you're putting rooftops and putting individuals right within, easy access of
thousands of homeowners with, 2 to 4 people per household.
Yep.
We've got, 265 units. We'll have, plus or minus 500-600 people living here.
Yeah.
So those people got to go places for services. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things also that drew us here that we didn't have when we started was the Smith store.
Oh, yeah, that's
a marketplace. Tremendous asset for Cadence.
Yeah.
That's a very, it's the largest grocery store I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to have everything, and it's very well laid out, and it's a short distance from the site. So that was another large attraction.
That was a huge addition to the community to be able to have that shopping available.
So,
and that's still growing over there, too. There's still some more to develop, so that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But Maybe we'll transition a little bit and take a break here and talk a little bit about the units themselves and invite
Yemi
into the conversation. Okay. We can talk with her about,
all right,
about Element 12. Okay, we're back. So now we're here with Yemi Lemuyer.
Yes.
And you're the manager of Element 12, correct? I am. Property manager here on site.
Yes.
We appreciate you taking some time to sit down with us and tell us a little bit about the property. You know, maybe give us some highlights of some of the finer points of the property and what who you look to market to and some of the amenities that you guys provide and kind of a general overview of the property.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thanks for having me. So Element 12 apartment, or 265 unit apartment, consists of 1, 2, and 3 bedroom apartments. We opened up a little over 2 months ago, and we're just kind of working on getting the space filled up. As far as amenities go, right now we're in the clubhouse. We have an e-lounge station room, which it's kind of like a business center for our residents to come in. We have 2 computers, a Mac, PC, scanner, printer, copier, so it's available to residents. All of our amenity spaces are pretty much available even after hours. So after the office closes, we have secure access so residents can get in with a fob system instead of getting to the e-lounge. The wellness studio, which is our 24-hour fitness center, we have weights, yoga, spin bikes, that they would have access to 24 hours. We have a pool and a hot tub that's open all year round. Nice. It's a heated pool, so residents will have access to that. In the pool area, we have barbecue grills, pizza oven.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so you can kind of hang
out. Come cook my pizza.
There you go. So you can kind of come out, you know, hang out by the pool, you know, barbecue grill and make a pizza.
Awesome.
Upstairs in the clubhouse area, we have a game room that has, you know, pool table, shuffleboard, board games. We host a lot of resident events, so residents are able to use the amenity spaces on their own. They can reserve it if they would like, if they have a party or something going on. Or when we just have events, we just invite them. Two Saturdays ago, we had a champagne tour. So we had a bartender, champagne, lots of food. We do stuff like that, or we'll do like Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, kind of like to create a community feel for our residents. So we'll have them in the amenity spaces. In the gathering room, we have a full functioning, like catering kitchen. So really, really gorgeous up there.
Yeah.
So residents, again, can either reserve that if they want to, or when we have events. Each building has a total of 4 levels, and there's elevators in each building.
Awesome.
And when you walk into each building on the first level, we have a pet wash station because we do have a lot of fur babies. So residents that don't want to, you know, bend over their tub and wash the dogs, they have a, you know, area where they can come do that. We provide shampoo, conditioner, dog treats for the good dogs. And then we have...
That's a good dog.
Exactly. Yeah. And then there's a bike room as well. So residents, you know, instead of carrying their bike up to their apartment, they have a place to store it.
Well,
and we
have
one in each building. So each building has access to a pet wash. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then besides those amenities, we also have a pickleball because pickleball is like the thing now. I didn't know what that was until recently, but we have a pickleball court that everyone loves. Besides all of those amenities that we have for our residents, each apartment is equipped with quartz countertops, stainless steel appliances, vinyl plank flooring in the living room area, carpet in the bedroom. We're in Vegas, so AC, you know.
Almost the
best. Exactly. A ceiling fan in each bedroom, full-size washer and dryer.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, designer backsplashes. We also have what's called a tuxedo-style cabinet.
Oh,
have you heard of that before?
I don't know if I have.
So what that is...
Share?
Yeah, what that is each apartment, we have 2 different options. So for each cabinet style, the top's always white, and then the bottom is either a a blue or gray. Oh, okay. So, and then we have gold hardware all through all of it. So it's really pretty. It's not something you see typically in an apartment. You just kind of see the traditional, basic,
Every apartment gets the exact same.
Exactly. So that kind of gives us that additional, element that most apartment community do not have. Yeah. And then we also have EV charging stations with the electric vehicles. Mm-hmm. We have them kind of throughout the community. Each resident, included in their rent, will get a free covered parking spot. Each building also comes with garages. Okay. The cool thing about a garage is they're attached to the building. So when you park in the garage, you kind of walk directly into the building. You don't have to come out. So even though it's not attached to your actual apartment, it doesn't feel detached.
Right.
Yeah. So really, that's, as far as amenity goes, we have a lot to offer here.
That's a lot of high-end options that are available to the residents.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. Yeah. To have that is very cool.
And especially being out here and, being in this area, everything being so new and up and coming, a lot of people, prospects that come in here, they walk into the apartment and they're just blown away. They're like, oh, all of these amenities. I mean, you look at it from the exterior, you already know it's nice, it's luxury. Mm-hmm. And then you walk in there, see the amenities and see what each apartment has to offer. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's to have that many options between 1, 2, and 3 bedroom
exactly.
units. Exactly. 3 bedroom unit is...
You don't find a lot of those.
No, that's a luxury. So that's nice to have that option available within your community.
Yes.
So. Very cool. So what are, may I ask, what is the kind of the range of the rates on units, or is that kind of?
No, I mean, with everything that we offer, they're very reasonably priced. We have 4 different floor plans for my 1 bedroom, 2 different floor plans for the 2 and 1 for the 3, and they range anywhere from our starting price for the smallest 1 bedroom at $1,465, okay. and our 3 bedrooms are starting at around $2,450.
Okay.
Yeah. That's so awesome. I mean, for everything that you get, and in addition to that, with it being a luxury apartment, you're definitely getting bang for your buck.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just the fact that you might convince me and my wife.
That
I don't have to pay for. So
exactly. And the cool thing about the pool being open all year round is, when we have those warm winter days, because it happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like it's fall everywhere. Everyone's like, fall, and we're out here, we're like, it's 90 degrees it's still, 85 degrees. So
that's
you can
fall.
Exactly. So you can still jump in the pool because it's heated.
Yeah. No, that's very nice. Yeah. Well, very exciting. Well, we appreciate you letting us come in and learn a little bit more about your property here and about Element 12. And for all our listeners out there, come and visit. And
definitely. Come visit us. We're opening up our... a fourth building here very soon. So we have availability, and we have great specials, going on. So it's a good time for them to come before the holidays and stuff.
Get it.
Yeah. Awesome.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking time to sit down with us.
Thank you for having me.
We'll look forward to a lot of great things from you guys. And you got another property coming up in the future. So,
yeah, we're excited.
We'll expect to see even more.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
So thank you so much. And
thank you.
Look forward to talk to you soon.
Alrighty. Thank you.
Welcome back to that wonderful interview. We appreciate them taking the time to sit down with us and tell us a little bit about their project and the wonderful things going on and within Cadence and within the Spanos Corporation and their future projects coming up. We look forward to their next project in Cadence that they have planned. Mike shared a little bit about. And so
they took us on a tour of their beautiful 11,000 square foot clubhouse.
Yeah.
It's top notch, I must say.
They have a nice pool, and if you're into pickleball, got pickleball court,
barbecues, and pizza ovens. I mean, have you ever heard of that before?
It's and awesome. They had a big demonstration kitchen that you go have all your friends over, game rooms.
Yeah.
What else did they have in there? Oh, they had a workout room. It was pretty cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So if you're looking for a place, go check them out. Element 12. Now you know what Element 12 is on the periodic table, but and how that relates to our history here on Water Street. We have a glorious history of medals, a lot of medals. If you know, all our streets downtown have medal names. But anyway, but we appreciate them sitting down with us. We look forward to maybe in the future sitting down with them again and hear about more about their project, as their next project as it comes up online, and see how that one's going. But again, thanks for stopping in and listening and taking a moment to check us out. Again, if you're interested in learning more about redevelopment, you can always go to our website at cityofhenderson.com/redevelopment. Find out more about what's happening here on within our redevelopment areas. And if you are, again, if you're interested in being on our show, being on one of our wanting us to come visit your business, you can always reach out on to us through our website. There's a online form you can check out and submit your information, or you can always email me at derek.allen@cityofhenderson.com. That's derek.allen@cityofhenderson.com. And we would love to come to your business and learn more about what you guys are doing and all the amazing businesses we have in our redevelopment areas. And so please let us know and we'll come take a look. And so with that, do you have anything else, Tiffany?
I have nothing else. Tune back in next week.
Tune back in.
Or future.
We got more to come. We definitely got more interviews to do, and we look forward to bringing them to you here in the future. So thanks for listening in, and we'll catch you on the next one.